couple of weeks, it's been trending in the right direction.
Yeah, that is good. Cold weather, though, still with us for a little bit longer. I want to make sure students don't go to shorts yet.
Absolutely. And we do see some students wearing shorts, obviously, but I think that just goes without saying. But as we look at cold and winter weather, we just like to continue to remind our parents that, you know, student safety is our paramount duty, but it's also their paramount duty. And so, you know, if they feel uncomfortable sending their students to school on any given day because of weather, whether it's cold, whether it's snow, even a forecast, then they just need to communicate that with their building. You know, we were very fortunate this past week. We had President's Day off on Monday, and then we had a teacher work day already pre-scheduled on Tuesday. And so, you know, Kevin Earlywine and the calendar committee just do a great job of setting up a calendar, which we recently approved for next school year. But I think Kevin's pretty good at forecasting the weather, too,
it looks like. I know. He's matching the weather with the days off. That's pretty good.
That worked out great for Fremont, that's for sure.
getting back to the risk dial, it's good to see it go down, and I think we kind of anticipated that. But as far as numbers at school, are you, as far as COVID goes, I don't want to – we talk about this every week, but we just want to know. I imagine things are pretty good.
They're actually really good. I think as of yesterday, we had 7 students out with a positive COVID test, and we had 4 staff members out with a positive COVID test. So those are some of the lowest numbers we've had for a very long time. I'm not going to hold my breath or knock on wood, but you know, I think the protocols that are in place are working. More and more people are getting vaccinated. I think that's going to be very helpful. The vaccination clinics, including teachers, now are beginning to get scheduled. And so we're hopeful that in the near future, we'll be able to get those that want to be vaccinated. But as far as our students go, they're doing a great job. You know, we're still social distancing at school. Even our athletic contests, we're seeing some pretty good social distance, and everybody's still wearing a mask.
Online side of things, is there still about the same number? Was it about 200 or so?
Yeah, we're just over 200. So that's down substantially from where we were at our peak when we had, I think, 876 that were online. And we know, and we continue to communicate with parents, that the best education their students can receive is live in class. And so as they continue to navigate COVID, as we continue to navigate COVID, the online option's been a great option for everybody involved.
As far as I know, there was some talk in the metro area of a stronger summer school program. Are you anticipating anything like that? Are you seeing that you may have to do that?
Absolutely. We're already looking at and planning for what that's going to look like. And it's going to be different than it's been in the past. You know, our summer school in the past has primarily been in the primary grades, reading and math. And there's some state funding affiliated with that. With the CARES Act funding and the second round of CARES Act funding becoming available in the near future, we're looking at gearing up and providing some of that relearning that needs to take place. And then also some first-time learning, because we've had students that haven't been in school, in class. We're still catching up a little bit from last spring when we went 100% online, as did every other school district in the state. But, you know, we're putting together a good plan, and it's going to involve more students, more faculty, and it really depends on how willing the parents are and students are to take advantage of it.
Very good. We're talking with Mark Shepherd, superintendent of Fremont Public Schools, and state wrestling is underway. That's where Rich just took off. He's going to be doing reports again today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And so some of our wrestlers doing pretty well. And I don't want to discount the girl wrestlers that was a couple weeks ago.
Right. So we have 3 wrestlers that are still competing today. Today is the championship day. Mm-hmm. So they'll have semifinals. They'll have the third place consolation round and then championships tonight. And Rich was sharing with us that the championships are available tonight live on TV. So hopefully we'll have a couple of wrestlers in that event, and we wish them very well. This Friday night, with the basketball game against North Star, We're going to be honoring our seniors on Friday night, and then we're also going to recognize our state champions and runner-ups. And so as we look at that, that's going to be a nice event. The recognition will take place at halftime of the girls' game, but we'll have our state champion boys' cross-country, our runner-up girls' cross-country, our state champion bowling team, the boys' bowling team, and mm-hmm. then also individuals who have medaled in girls' wrestling, boys' wrestling, bowling, and we'll also have three wrestlers, it looks like, that will also medal for sure, and hopefully we'll get a couple championships today.
Remind me of the protocol if someone wants to come to senior night at the high school.
Well, we've loosened it up a little bit again, and they still need to really work with a participant. The participants each are allowed six people to come in, and then we are going to have a small student section. We're going to give that a shot. We've got districts starting next week, and so we want to try to open it up as much as we can, still staying within Three Rivers guidelines, but also social distancing is probably the biggest challenge. We talked yesterday about having a band, and when you think about as we head into districts, you think about the Albaugh Gymnasium, you think about a band. If you allow your band, you also have to allow the visitors' bands.
Right, right.
And so suddenly the gym becomes quite a bit smaller.
Yeah, that's for sure. Let's talk a little bit about March 15th. It's a date for state option enrollment. And I just want to make sure that people know that that's out there, right?
Absolutely. We hear a lot about, especially when the legislature's in session, about school choice. And Nebraska has a school choice program. It's for public schools. And for those students that want to attend any public school in the state of Nebraska have that opportunity through a program called Option Enrollment. And what they need to do is either go into their principal's office or district office or a school district where they want to attend. And there's some paperwork that they fill out. If they meet the March 15th deadline, it's an automatic. There are a few districts and a few school buildings across the state that are closed to option. If they can demonstrate that they're at capacity, then they don't have to accept option enrollment students. But for the most part, it allows parents and students to make really good decisions about where they want their students to go to school. If they miss that March 15th deadline, there's still an opportunity, and it really then depends on the local school district's mm-hmm. Requirements. We set September 1 as our requirement. Because we know that if students are bouncing around after September 1, it makes it more difficult to balance class sizes. Staffing obviously is set, and we're up and running by then. And so that March 15th date is the reason it's as early as it is it gives people the ability to plan.
Yeah. Extracurricular activities next week. Let's see, some stuff going on, right?
We mentioned basketball districts. That'll begin next week. We'll be hosting the girls' district here in Fremont. We also have state swimming championships next week. And I know David Struble was in with some swimmers the other day, and they talked a little bit about that opportunity and how well they did in the hack. So we're excited for our swimmers. We're excited for all of our athletes. And, you know, I think sounds like a little bit of a broken record, but if anybody would have told us last fall that we'd be as far as we are into the school year right now, just about through the winter sports season, and we've been able to stay in school, stay in class, and we've been able to continue to compete and showcase our students' talents. So that's quite an accomplishment in this pandemic.
Yeah, the cheer side of things, that's also going on. And then, let's see, I imagine there will be a spring play of some sort coming up, too.
We have a musical coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure what that format is yet, but I'm sure Scott Jensen will be bringing Mark Harmon in and some of the leads in that musical as well to talk a little bit on the Tuesday show about what's going on at the high school. But it's been good, and we just continue to appreciate our community. And how we work together. I listened to Mayor Spellerberg's message yesterday and some concluding remarks by Mayor Scott Getchman. And, Mayor Getchman highlighted the fact that we've worked together all the way through this pandemic. And Joey has started out his tenure as mayor doing much of the same. So that's good.
Yeah, it was a very good State of the City address yesterday. So,
absolutely.
Again, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it, as always, updating us on what's happening with the schools and the risk dial and all the variables that involve that. There's a lot.
Absolutely. And we wish our wrestlers the best today.
Very good. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.